With the Olympics just 2 months away, one Olympic medalist is still trying to decide which events she'll focus on in London. Sprinter Allyson Felix has won Olympic silver twice in the 200 meters, where, by the way, she's also a three-time world champion. Plus, she won Olympic gold in 2008 as part of the U.S. 4x400 relay team. But this time around, Felix says she wants her own gold medal. NPR's Allyson Keyes reports.
Slim and determined, ponytail bouncing, world champion sprinter Allyson Felix exploded out of the blocks in the 100 meters at this month's Doha Diamond League meet in Qatar. The field included the top sprinters around the world.
It's very tight. Good run this from Felix there on the far side in the yellow socks.
Some sports commentators had written off this short race for the woman known for her chops at longer sprints, but Felix won with a blistering 10.92 seconds. So, does that mean she'll take on the 100 along with her favorite race in the Summer Olympics?
It's definitely one of my possibilities that I've kind of talked about from the beginning. I think since my last race now, people actually believe me.
And how will she decide between the 100 and 400 meters for her second event?
I'm just going to start saying, ask Bobby.
That's her coach, the legendary Bobby Kersey, who will make a choice before the Olympic trials. Last year, Felix had been focused on endurance training when she tried a double at the Worlds. She ran second in the 400, but says when she reached for that extra gear at the end of her all-important 200, it wasn't there.
Yeah, that's one of my struggles with just kind of going back and forth with it. And the 200 is my baby. You know, I love that race, and I don't want to do anything to jeopardize it.
Felix says one of the reasons she loves the 200 is the rhythm of the race and the way it feels to fly off that curve into the straightaway.
I love the being whipped off feeling, you know, that slingshot when you do it right.
Her love of the sport sparkles in her eyes, and her big brother Wes says she has an insane competitive streak.
There's only one place, and it's first, and if it's not that, then it's, you know, it's utter disappointment. Whether it's second or eighth, it's all the same. It's not winning.
Wes Felix manages and protects his sister and says even if she's just bowling, Allyson aims to win.
Anything she can beat you at, she's all about it.
One, two, three, four!
Even at a recent event in Washington, teaching kids to use video games for fitness, he points at Allyson, still competing against the machine when the rest of her group has moved on. She shrugs.
I have to win.
The daughter of a preacher and a third grade teacher, Felix says her faith is also an important part of her life. She believes her talent is a gift, and she uses it to bring glory to God.
Me and my mom have prayer before every race, so I always call her. That calms my nerves.
USA Blue.
Felix doesn't look nervous when she runs. Her smooth, almost gazelle-like stride belies the heart she puts into it, like she did in two USA versus the World events at the recent Penn Relays. Felix ran a scorching leg in the women's 4x100.
Allyson Felix.
Felix and Team USA set two meet records, and the crowd loved it.
USA! USA! USA!
Dacia Harris came decked out in Jamaica's yellow, black, and green, but she's also cheering for
one little American, just one.
Why is Harris on Team Felix?
She's always smiling. She always looks so calm. You know, like she has a good time.
Felix does have a good time on the track, though she admits being devastated over losing her last two attempts at individual Olympic gold in the 200 to Jamaica's Veronica Campbell-Brown. She's looking forward to a rematch.
For me, I'm a competitor. I want the best people on the track. I don't want to win without her in the race.
And Allyson Felix says she'll go after that win and her first 200-meter Olympic gold medal with everything she has. Allyson Keyes, NPR News.